The makers of Alka-Seltzer bring you Lum and Abner.
Say, friends, tell me, when you sat down to dinner today, did your eyes prove to be just a little bigger than your stomach? Well, if they did and you're still feeling kind of sorry for yourself, why not let Alka-Seltzer help you get back on the happy, comfortable side of life in a hurry? Remember, when you take Alka-Seltzer for occasional acid indigestion, you help yourself a twofold relief. You see, Alka-Seltzer not only helps neutralize excess gastric acidity, but it also helps relieve that uncomfortably full, stuffy feeling as well. Try it, won't you? All druggists have Alka-Seltzer in 30 and 60 cent size packages, and also serve it by the glass at the soda fountain. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, this is the day of Squire Skimp's trial. He's being brought before Justice of the Peace L. Edwards on a charge of violating an old city ordinance which prohibits the staging of a theatrical entertainment on the second floor of any building in Pine Ridge. As we look in on the little community today, we find Judge Edwards and Abner just outside the door of the livery stable, which serves as the courtroom.
Granny's Abner, I don't know where I can go through with this or not.
Well, now, you've just got to do it, Mom. Everybody's done inside there waiting for the trial to start right now.
Well, it just don't look right, though. Huh? Here I am, Justice of the Peace, and I'm going to close up another feller's picture show so as we can get all the business for ourselves.
Yeah. Well, come on, hurry up. Let's get inside, Mom.
Well, I'll tell you one thing now. Don't be surprised if I rule in Squire's favor and let him open his picture show again.
In Squire's favor? Why, you can't do that, Mom. Now, he's broke a law.
Yeah, but maybe I can find some technicalities in the law to let him off.
Now, Lum, you can't do that. I won't let you. Come on, now. We got to get inside and let's do this thing right now while we're in.
All right, open the door.
Yeah, just a minute.
But don't be surprised if I let him off.
Now, go ahead. Mind out. Well, that looks like he's already open for us.
All right, folks. All right. Simmer down.
Howdy, Miss Barton.
That goes for you too, Abner.
Oh.
Everybody stand up. Howdy, Miss Barton.
Morning, Alec.
Hey, Justice of the Peace, Court of the Township of Pine Ridge, County of Polk, State of Arkansas, is now declared to be in session. L. Edwards presiding. All right, sit down, everybody.
Yeah, howdy, Earl. How's that sick hog of yours getting along
Abner,
now?
Hush up.
Oh, excuse me.
Ladies and gentlemen, before we proceed with the proceedings, I'd like to make announcements.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Tell them what show we're running tonight, Lum.
Abner, keep quiet.
Huh?
I just want to say, folks, that this court never had nothing to do with bringing the charges against the defendant in this trial.
Oh.
They was brung by disinterested citizens. And the court's just trying the case because that's the law. That's all.
Well, ain't you going to tell them what picture we're running, Lum?
Hey, Shep. All right, will the clerk of the court read off the charges?
Grandpap, he's talking about you.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Well, hurry up.
Wait till I put my glasses on here.
Huh? You done got them on, Grandpap.
How's that, Abner?
They're right on your eyes there.
Well, never mind. I'll try to get along without them.
For the land's sake.
The case being brung before this court today is a Township of Pine Ridge versus M.K. Skimp.
Sit reading. I don't know why they get him.
Charges violating City Ordinance 1796. Section 5B, passed in 1907.
Oh, hurry up. Grandpa.
To wit as follows. It shall be unlawful for any party or parties or agents thereof to hold a theatrical entertainment in any building above the ground floor because of the fire hazard.
Hi, Dogies, you done pretty good at that, Grandpa.
Yeah, thank you, Evan. Without my glasses, too.
Why, you got them on there, right there on your forehead.
Order in the court, please.
Huh?
Hash up.
Oh.
The defendant has heard the charges. Has the defendant got anything to say for herself? That means you, Squire.
Yes, I know, Lum.
Just step forward, Squire.
Yes, I know, Lum. I know what to do.
Yeah, he ought to. He's been through it enough time. Been tried for everything in the world, I reckon.
That's our time, Grandpa.
I said once I wanted more order in this court. You understand?
Oh, yes, sir. It was Grandpap, though, that was doing
it. Just let it go, Abner.
Oh.
All right, Squire. Proceed.
Yes, thank you, Your Honor. Honorable Judge, my good friends and citizens of Pine Ridge.
Uh-oh, he's going to make a speech. I can tell the way he started out.
Today, I find myself in the position of a man who has innocently, mind you, committed a minor infraction of the law and who is therefore brought before a court of justice. Needless to say, for a man like myself, this is indeed an embarrassing and humiliating experience.
Oh, sassy frass.
How's that, Grandpa?
Sassy frass.
That what?
He never said nothing, Squire. Go ahead.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Your Honor. As I was saying, this is for me indeed an embarrassing and humiliating experience.
I did, too, say something.
That what?
All right, go ahead, Squire.
Yes. When it was first brought to my attention, ladies and gentlemen, by our good town marshal, Henry Lunsford, that I was violating a city ordinance by operating my Hippodrome Theater on the second floor of a building, I was indeed shocked and heartsick.
Uh-huh.
And I want you to know that I immediately closed the doors of the Hippodrome Theater.
Well, natural.
Now, many of my good friends protested this because it was robbing them of the entertainment, which was bringing so much joy into their lives and helping to brighten their burdens in these times of trouble and stress. But I said no. I said no. The law must be respected at all times.
Hi
exactly
there, Charlie. Just take a seat anywhere back there.
Grandpa, please.
Charlie Redfield just
came. Yes, I know, but you're not supposed to interrupt.
How's that, Charlie?
Grandpa, I told you you're not supposed to interrupt.
No, you ain't missed a thing so far, Charlie. Squire's just been talking. Go ahead, Squire.
Yes, thank you. As I was saying, the law at all times must be respected. And furthermore, I would never want to endanger the lives of my fellow citizens the slightest fraction of a degree. So I at once said my theater, Skimp's Hippodrome, must remain closed, even though it means financial ruin for me.
I hope it does, too.
However, my good friends continued to prevail upon me to fight this charge.
His friends,
they pointed out that the only reason for not running a theater on the second floor was the fire hazard. And thus, if the fire hazard could be eliminated, the objections voiced in the ordinance would then be overcome.
And he's right, too.
And so, in accordance with the wishes of my many good friends, I have gone over the entire second floor and discovered that the interior walls are principally of fireproof tin material. And, ladies and gentlemen, where this was lacking, I have, at great expense to myself, installed fireproof materials. This also includes the front stairway. Now, the only place where this was impossible was that old back stairway, which was never used anyway. So we have closed that up, sealed it off so that no one can ever endanger his life by using it.
You're gone, Squire, old boy. I'm for you.
Thank you, Your Honor. So now, I throw myself upon the mercy of this court.
I don't see how you can do
it. I stand here, ladies and gentlemen,
a good start, Pete,
ready to be judged on those simple facts which I have stated. Now, I do not ask that the court be concerned with the fact that I have invested the savings of a lifetime in the Hippodrome Theater.
What's that, Charlie?
And if it remains closed...
I can't hear you, Squire.
Just a minute, please, Grandpap.
Go ahead, Squire. I can't hear you and Charlie both.
Well, listen to me. I'm testifying. Charlie isn't. May I repeat? If the Hippodrome Theater remains closed, it doesn't matter that Mrs. Skimp and myself will face our twilight years practically destitute.
I'll see you outside, Charlie. This might go on for hours.
Grandpap, just a minute. And it also matters not that my lifelong helpmate would be robbed of the comforts and the securities that I had always planned for old age. No, gentlemen, it matters not that poor Mrs. Skimp is at this moment on the verge of a nervous breakdown because of the fear of the future. No, gentlemen,
it's the saddest thing I've ever
we heard. Are not concerned here with any of those questions. The only question we are concerned with is, shall the doors of the Hippodrome Theater open again and bring joy to many, or shall they remain closed? I cannot go on, my friends. I rest my case.
Ladies and gentlemen, before I rule on this case, there be a recess for a half a second. Abner, come here a minute.
Yeah.
Hurry up, come on.
I'm coming now.
This is all fair. The way it looks now, there's just one thing I can do. Don't you agree with me?
What? Don't ask me nothing. That poor mystery. That poor little thing.
Well, I mean, after he told about fireproofing everything.
Don't know how you could ever be so mean as to arrest him in the first place, Lum. I don't know.
Well, I never done it, have you? And
that
Grandpap
poor
was the one
woman.
I tried not to do
bless
it.
Bless her heart.
Got the warrant out. And
bless her little heart. I never felt as sorrowful for anyone in my life as I do her.
Well, better get this done. Only one thing to do.
Poor little thing. Bless her.
Quiet, please.
All right, folks. Simmer down. Court's in session again. In view of the evidence given here today, this court hereby waives the charges against the defendant for running his show on the second floor.
That's a time long, poor little woman.
However, because the defendant testified that he sealed off the back stairway, the court's forced to close up the Hippodrome for a violation of Ordinance 7264, stating that a building where any public gathering's held must have at least two exits. Court's adjourned.
And now, wait just a minute now, Lum. You can't do this to me now.
Well, the squire certainly could use a friend in need long about now, couldn't he? Say, speaking of friends in need, you ever take an Alka-Seltzer to ease the dull, achy feeling of a cold? If you have, you know what we mean when we say that Alka-Seltzer can make a big difference in the way you feel. So the next time you catch cold, start at once to take care of yourself, of course. Get lots of rest, eat sensibly, dress wisely, get ample vitamins, and start taking Alka-Seltzer. You can use Alka-Seltzer as a gargle, too, if a raw, raspy throat's a part of your discomfort. If you haven't any Alka-Seltzer in your home the next time you catch cold, why don't you get a package quickly from your nearest druggist? Just see for yourself how much better it can help you feel.